Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 96 today. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, for he is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the peoples, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. He shall judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field exult, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. This is a psalm of great praise, of great and exciting glory towards God, creator and judge. And it gives us a nice view of ways to praise and glorify God, a manner in which to do it, the subjects in which to consider when we lift our voices up to God, when we turn to see his beauty. And in verse 2, we see that in so doing of praise, we show forth his salvation from day to day. As we praise him, we are showing who and what he is and showing his great work down toward us. And we declare it to those who are ignorant and empty and away from him. Because a great part of praising God is sharing God. And when we share God, we share that he is greater than all of the things that we make. We see that in verse 5, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. In the process of praising and sharing this great God, we demonstrate to the world that what we make on our own that cannot compare to the one who made it all. And so in this psalm, glorifying God for his work and for his very nature is what we do and is what we share. Because if these ideas about him are truths, then to share is to praise, and share we must. We share his nature with others. We offer back to him our praise and our sacrifices, and we wear his own holiness. Verse 9 is an interesting line. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And in some of the translations, it can give the sense for that we actually wear holiness. So we are worshiping God in holiness as a beautiful clothing and attire. And that is the way that we approach him in praise. He is the one who is of salvation. He is the one who is of judgment. And when you put salvation and judgment together, we find that he is a God who will bring order back to disordered peoples, which is why we want to share him with others, to help those who are living in disorder to have the glorious and holy righteous order of God in their life. Let's read it again. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among the peoples. For great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, you kindreds of peoples. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. He shall judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field exult, and all that is therein. And let all the trees of the wood sing for joy. For the Lord, for he comes. Before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth. When we read through verses 11 and 12 and 13, we see a bit of the creation, the heavens and the earth and the sea and the field and the trees, and then we the people. God's own creation turns its face back up to him in glory and praise. And if we do not follow in suit, then we know less than the hills and the trees themselves. May we ever praise him. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.